100% Voice News. Your global link.
Government urged to prepare for more subsidies on fuel. Bus conductor dies after being hit by reversing vehicle. And South Africans react as fuel prices surge despite tax relief. Good afternoon. With the Lunchtime News at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Former Minister of Energy Yam Fomkanga has urged the government to accelerate efforts to secure alternative sources of petroleum products, warning that the current suspension of value-added tax VAT and excise duty on petrol and diesel is not sustainable. Mr. Mkanga said government must urgently actualize its plans to import fuel through alternative routes, cautioning that more challenging times lie ahead. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mkanga noted that while the suspension of VAT and excise duty is a welcome move, government should prepare for the possibility of introducing further subsidies. Beyond this suspension, government must consider implementing additional subsidies if petroleum prices continue to rise, said Mr. Mkanga. He warned that allowing fuel prices to escalate without adequate cushioning measures through subsidies would trigger a rise in the cost of living, driven by increased cost of production and transportation costs. Mr. Mkanga added that in such times, government must strive to ensure that citizens are protected from the full impact of rising fuel prices.
The rate of prices in the market will go up because when it comes to pricing, everything else is affected when there's an increase in transport. Mm-hmm. If the transport cost goes up, everything else will go up. And if everything goes up, then it will affect everybody in the country. No one will be left behind. And because of that, we're going to have a situation where in terms of standard of living, it will be very difficult for the lower income brackets to manage because there will be a sharp increase in the cost of the commodities that we normally use on a day-to-day basis.
Meanwhile, economist Kelvin Chisanga has welcomed government's decision to suspend value-added tax VAT and excise duty on petrol and diesel for 3 months, describing it as a timely intervention to ease pressure from rising global oil prices. Government yesterday announced the zero rating of VAT and the suspension of excise duty on petrol and diesel effective 1st April 2026. The measure is aimed at mitigating the impact of increasing international crude oil prices on Zambia's economy. Mr. Chisanga said the intervention is expected to reduce pump prices by between 18% and 20%, thereby easing the cost burden of households, transport operators, and key industries, while also helping to moderate inflationary pressures. However, petrol supply may face pressure in April due to compressed margins from oil marketing companies and logistical constraints, which could potentially lead to localized shortages or hoarding risks, said Mr. Chisanga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He noted that although the move is projected to reduce government revenue by an estimated 1.5 billion kwacha, it will provide the much-needed relief to citizens amid continued uncertainty in global energy prices.
So what we see also in terms of household and business impact, we are now reducing transport and the operation cost, which further now can also work to moderate inflation from there. So what, again, we can so see that the supply risk factors are also standing on the fence, meaning petrol may face shortages in April due to suppressed margin for oil marketing companies. There must be a cross subsidy that should have taken place in equal measure. But again, with petrol in particular, which is actually coming by road, it's something that is quite sensitive, especially when it comes to logistical constraints that are involved there.
A 27-year-old bus conductor identified as Abraham Nkata has died after being hit by a reversing minibus he operated from in Shimawala along Kafue Road. Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi says the incident occurred yesterday, March 31st, 2026, around 14:30 hours near Grandview School. Mr. Chilawi explained that the accident happened when the driver of a Toyota Hiace minibus which was operating as a public service vehicle, attempted to reverse towards potential passengers by the roadside. He said that during this time, the conductor disembarked and moved to the rear of the vehicle to assist, but the driver, reportedly unaware of his position, continued reversing and struck him. Preliminary investigations indicate that after noticing potential passengers by the roadside, the driver drove past them for a short distance, stopped and began reversing towards their location, said Mr. Chilawi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilawi said that Mr. Nkata sustained severe head injuries and was rushed to Kafue District General Hospital, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. Mr. Chilawi added that the vehicle has since been impounded, while the driver remains in police custody. He further disclosed that the body of the deceased has been deposited at the Kafue District Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination, adding that investigations into the incident are ongoing. A second-year student at the University of Zambia Unza, identified as Emmanuel Wala, aged 18, has died after falling into an open pit filled with water. Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi said the incident occurred on March 31st, 2026, around 21 hours, within the Unza premises. Mr. Chilawi explained that the victim was retrieved from the pit by the Zambia National Service ZNS personnel and rushed to Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. The body has since been deposited at Levi Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination, said Mr. Chilawi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He added that investigations have been instituted to establish the exact circumstances surrounding the incident, and an inquiry file has been opened.
The deceased has been identified as Emmanuel Waria, aged 18, a second-year student in the School of Humanities. Preliminary investigations suggest that he accidentally fell into an open pit with water and subsequently drowned. He was retrieved from the pit by the Zambia National Service personnel and rushed to Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. The body has since been deposited in Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination. Investigations to establish the exact circumstances surrounding the incident have been instituted, and an inquiry file has been opened.
In Africa News, motorists in South Africa are voicing frustration after a sharp rise in fuel prices, even as the government introduced a temporary tax cut to ease the burden. Authorities announced a reduction of the general fuel levy by 3 rand per litre, a measure aimed at cushioning the impact of soaring global oil prices linked to the Iran war. However, the relief has done little to offset one of the steepest pump price increases on record. Economists warn that high fuel prices could ripple through the economy, pushing up transport and food costs and placing additional strain on already stretched consumers. Coming up shortly, Russian military plane crash kills 29 in Crimea. This and more, stay tuned.
The leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Medcrescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. A Russian military plane has crashed in Crimea, killing 29 people on board, Russia's defense ministry has told state media. Wreckage of the AN-26 aircraft was found after the plane lost contact with authorities during a routine flight, the ministry told Russian news agencies TASS and RIA Novosti. Technical issues appear to have caused the plane to crash into a cliff with 6 crew members and 23 passengers on board, the ministry was quoted as saying. There seems to be no survivors. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Former Minister of Energy